Blog Talk Radio.
Take total disaster.
Well, well, well. You see the trouble that I'm having, but that's nothing but Satan trying to get away and get his hand in here, and it won't work. I'm telling you, I'm standing on the bloodstained banner. Nothing you can do with me. Thank you again for listening. I had a caller of 5 or 10 minutes ago, and caller, I just want you to understand that they were teaching me how to do the thing in the event that my technician wasn't available, and so you know I got big floppy hands and double feet. So, but I'm here, and I just want y'all to bear with me. Thank you. I just want to give a shout out to all my people who are listening and ready for me. Thank you. I'm here. This is yours truly, Jake Johnson. And so I just want to give my a shout out. First of all, let me pay my bill. You know, I had the occasion to visit a agency today for some insurance. Took a customer up there, and I mean, they handled this customer with professional courtesy that I've never seen, even when they handled me. And I'm talking about Allstate. You all just don't know what you're missing when you all refuse or neglect or deny yourself the insurance from Allstate Insurance. I'm talking about from renter's insurance all the way up to full coverage of any vehicle that you may have. And I'm telling you some good stuff. And if you can doubt me, you get on your phone and you call 301-779-1120 and you ask to speak to Ms. Andrea Rowley. And she's at 6103 Baltimore Avenue in Riverdale, Maryland. And the zip up there is 20737. I'm telling you, you will not be dissatisfied with the courtesy and the professional courtesy that these people display and have displayed. They gave some insurance to a lady up there who had a record that looked like I'm talking about that somebody else would have looked at it 3 or 4 times before they even considered it. They looked at it, went through that, and did some dealers and dialing. And when we left out there, she was covered with her insurance. So thank you, Ms. Andrea Rowley at Allstate. I'm Jake. I don't have no khaki pants on, but I'm telling you, I have a whole lot of kudos for Allstate Insurance. That's at 779-1120. So, you know, all of you all that has a way, please get in contact with Ms. Rowley. Call up there if you want to, and she will give you a good deal on your insurance, any vehicle that you might have. And then we have Creations by DD. Look, y'all won't be, I'm telling you some good stuff. This young lady does what she do, and she has customized tutors, T-shirts, Converse, Uggs, and some Tims. She also does face painting for kids for their parties and events. And so if you have a child, and I know children's birthdays and graduation and all that type of stuff is coming this June, you know, call Didi. Give her a try. If you would, 202-903-3749. I trust that you will be satisfied with whatever that you have done for your children. Look, Arjane, Jeremiah, and Adrian, look, y'all need to do that. Little Adrian, happy birthday, man. I know your birthday is a couple of days, man. Happy birthday, Adrian. You know what I'm saying? I know Jeremiah and Nene giving you the blues up there. We have some young folks that I had to take my hat off to. You know, they do a wonderful job in anything that you want done. As far as setting up shop with birthday parties, anniversaries, weddings, anything that you would like to have in that direction, you can get in contact with Ms. Kendra Lewis or Ms. Brittany Stiles. And they're at the house of Ardette. And that is phone number with any and without doubt. that you'll be satisfied. You can call 301-433-3445, and I'm certain that you'll be satisfied. And then there's Dion Lewis and Kendall Joseph. They have a Wake Up Now 4 and a Wake Up Now 3, and they can satisfy any type of crisis that you might have in paying bills and getting yourself situated into business and anything of that sort. But these are young folks that you just don't find every day in everyday walk of life. And I'm telling you, you'd be greatly satisfied. Get your children hooked up with these people, if you would. 202-390-9989. I'm telling you, you just don't know what you all are missing when you all won't try to help elevate your neighbors. And you know who obviously your neighbors are. You know who your neighbors are. All the black folks. But, you know, I see everybody standing in Popeyes and woo-wah-woo trying to get some egg foo, y'all. And none of these people stand in line for us. None of them stand in line for us. You know, unless they point fingers at us or with the police. You know, so if you have a situation that you want to talk about, give me a call if you will. 646-668-8573. Give me a call, Bridget, because I'm here with my technician there, and he's got to give me everything. And that's the Pastor Darryl Lewis. He's the author and minister of A Generation by Faith, who sponsors this broadcast with the Family Community Fellowship. We at 2026 on Maryland Avenue in Northeast Washington, D.C. Come out on any Tuesday night at 7 or any Sunday at 10. At 9:45, we have a Sunday school, and then, of course, a regular service starts at 11 o'clock. And come out and receive your blessing. That's every Sunday, any Sunday. You know, we're here. And any Tuesday at 7 o'clock. So come out, if you would, and let God direct your path. And then there's the green and ground landscaping project. Go green. You hear me? Go green. Looks a little sloppy from the last week or so, but everything went white. But I'm telling you, go green is a spring cleanup, and you're certainly going to need it after this stuff. They do mulching, starting, and seeding, planting, and pruning, perennial cutbacks, light lawn mowing, tree and shrub fertilizing, disease and inspection treatment. I mean, they do it all. Trust me, and I've heard firsthand some satisfied customers who have their service rendered to them, and I'm telling you, they say their service that they rendered with this Go Green project, second to none, and that's real Darryl Lewis. And you can give him a call. I mean, they give you a free estimate, you know, and I'm telling you, they pitch in something a little free on the side, too, you know, but give him a call if you would, 240-370-1789. Or you can call them right here at the pastor's domain, if you would, 202-396-1179. And I'm telling you, this is over 30 years of experience. You know, the pastor used to do this before he went into the ministry. And, you know, he had a $5 million contract with the government. $5 million, if you would, with the government. Gave that up and went into ministry. You know, sometimes you have to see that his faith was certainly being tested. Because sometimes you don't get $5 in donations, I'm telling you. But you know, that's what God does when he tests you, you know. Because, you know, he tested Abraham, he's going to take his whole son from him. You know, own his son, if you would. So give them a call, if you would, and try to get your lawn ready after all this snow gets finished. That, you know, the first day of spring is what? 18 or 19 days off, and they're still talking about we're having snow sometime Thursday or something. So you know, get yourself ready. Do like you always do. And then there's smokes car wash up there because everybody lined up. I was over there yesterday, and they were lined up for 2 blocks getting a car wash. No, day before yesterday, 2 blocks they were lined up. Where? 1021 Blaisberry Road, Northeast, Washington, D.C. Not only that, smoke says that they will pick up your vehicle, wash it, and bring it back. Extra $5. $5. cost more than that to catch the metro. But they'll bring it back to you spick and span. I'm talking about they have different prices for small cars, small trucks, large cars, large trucks, vans, minivans, shampoo service. They do limos, and then they do special service. They steam you in and clean it, and they buff it, and they do a wonderful job. So if you would, give Smoke a look around, if you would. Come on, drive in and looking like you lost your best friend and come out looking like you got your down your best friend. At 1021 Blazing Bay Road, Northeast Washington, D.C., that's Smoke. Give them a call, if you would, and set up a appointment, and they'll do that at 202-396-1275. I want to say, you know, there's I just can't say enough about this guy Nut at the Chateau. And it just you don't have to go in. Just ride by on any Thursday and see all the ambulance trucks and the special trucks out there, vehicles that carry the mentally or handicapped people, physically challenged people, lined up in front of the Chateau. That's, he's the only one in the district that does this. He let these people come in and have a good time just every Thursday. You know, they don't serve no alcohol, but they don't need none. You would think that they serve some the way they was having fun. They have wheelchairs, crutches, legs, no, I'm talking about they be having fun in there. You know what I'm saying? So that's every Thursday. Then, you know, of course, Wednesday Breeze has his weekly dance troupe in there. I'm one of those that be in there exercising and getting my thing on, dancing on. You know, and it's always a good atmosphere. Then they open on Fridays, too, and you can see the cars line up from one end of Pepco to the other end, clean out, look at to Parkside. You know, and people in there just having fun. So special shout out to Nut over there at the Chateau. And if you're not doing anything on Wednesday night, go on, you know, and come on in. I think it's from 6 to 10. I think on Friday you get in from 6 to 7 free. They feed you. And then 3. And then 12 o'clock again, they feed you again. So it's free. So just, you know, come on in and give another shout out. Nut Coleman out there at Zoom. And then there's Nate Miles up there at the Dynamic Wellness Place up there. He has a wonderful setup up there. He opened his doors to everybody who want to uplift the fallen nation. I'm talking about he helped his doors are also open to everybody. But every time you go in there, they have shows, demonstrations, features, and you got a lovely meal set up in there that you can buy. He ain't buy no pork chops up in there, but he has some lovely folks that work with him in there. Darlene Harrison, she and her husband are in there. They have some type of business that they can deal with wellness and how you can eat well and get some herbs and stuff that's good and wholesome for your body and any type of illness that you might have. So, you know, we have to begin to support all the people that we have, you know what I'm saying? And it's just so difficult for us to support black people, you know. It's just awesome. Like, you know, we make a big noise and we cry real loud when something ain't going right. Think about that. When things not going right, we got a whole lot to say. Yeah, this ain't right. That ain't right. The police ain't this. The police ain't right. And the D.C. government is at odds with the federal government now because we want to have marijuana to grow and for medicine and for people who need some type of treatment medically, and that marijuana can help. And everybody is screaming about that. But when the people stand outside and sell it on people's doorsteps and all that type of stuff, that nobody said not one word to Fed. You never heard the Fed say one word about it. You know, because that would tear us down. Why? Because, we come out there, we get to hooting and hollering and arguing about something, or somebody sold somebody a dummy bag or something, and everybody had, a beef about it amongst ourselves. But as soon as the people say, okay, well, if y'all to have it like that, okay, we'll just legalize it if you got a medical problem, you know, and if you have any kind of problem, just don't have more than 2 ounces of it, you know, and it's all right. Now the feds, now they're stepping in. No, we're going to lock them up if we catch them. But what about before? Well, we were screaming when everybody was getting hot. Every time you caught somebody that you thought had smoked PCP through marijuana or smoking with it, you know, it was all right. It was all right, especially if you had an excuse to kill them. You know, the police... That's Murder Incorporated, as far as I'm concerned. That's Murder Incorporated. You know, I'm just getting so now that it's just common. You hear about the police just doing more killing than that, and you find out other people killing on the street. You hear me? You know, I'm telling you about going to Allstate and getting car insurance. You better go and get some old bomb insurance. No wonder the Republicans were so up against everybody having this all Medicare and Medicaid and all that type of stuff. Because they know that they would go broke for being sued by the for what the police do. I mean, every time you look around, the police is killing one of us. And we scream about it. But that's all. The person was getting shot and getting choked out with them police screaming. Nobody, you know, they say that it's the wrong thing to do, you know, and all that. You can't help the person, you know what I'm saying? But I think if you couldn't help him while he's alive, why try to help him when he's dead, in the sense that we could help him when he's alive, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say jump on the police. I just say we can help him. You know, something will be done about it then. You know, all I can remember is how the police put water holes on us, the dogs on us, beat us, shot us, hung us, you know. And it's the same thing that's happening now. You know, they don't have the water hose, but they don't need a water hose now because they know anybody will do nothing about it. All the people that scream and holler about it, I never see them in court. I see them standing on the corner and standing on TV, but I never see them in court. With these people suing. Yeah, they stand on the corner hooping and hollering saying that it ain't right, you know. But I never see him going to court on none of these people, especially the police. Then, you know, this guy that killed his little boy with a hood on, you know, the Justice Department said now that they couldn't find nothing wrong with what he done. It's sad. I guess they say it will stand your ground. So what happens if we stand out? If we find the police choking somebody out and we jump on them? Well, we stand on that ground and not to see one of our persons get jumped on by a gang of people? Because every time you see police choking out somebody, shooting somebody, there's more than one police, there's a whole gang of them. You know, so are we saying that we defeating the gang violence? Are we disrupting gang violence if we jump on the police? A gang of them? It never takes more than one to kill them. But there's always 100 of them around. They got body cameras on them and everything. That you think they care? Because when they go for the grand jury is going to say, we don't find enough to indict us. Let that be one of us. So I guess it's that. I guess you, if you want a license to kill, I guess all you got to do is join the police force. I see them in the military shoot the people up and go to penitentiary to get life in there. In the military. And then the people that's paid to kill. And if that does, and die, you know, get killed and die and stuff for us here. And they convicted more of them in the military than they convicted the police. And it's no end to how they protect us over against these I don't know, I call them gangsters. They call them terrorists. I call them gangsters. You know, because they do what they want to do, and in the name of something, freedom, I guess, and don't nothing happen. But you know, so as soon as the one of the military people do something else, I mean, they military, you know, it's more people up level where they have a federal prison that put the military people. It used to be 11 up in Petersburg. And when I was down in Petersburg, they had two or 300 of them down there, about 50, 60 of them down there also. 11 of us got one penitentiary for nothing but soldiers. And you don't have no one penitentiary full of police. And every week, you can hear about the police killing somebody unnecessarily, you know. They say it's unjustifiable, but they justify it in the end. You know, and somewhere down the line we're gonna have to say enough is enough. You know, what we had to do? Whether they kill somebody like King again before the black people stand up and say we ain't going no further with it. Sooner or later, you know, it's gonna hit home. Sooner or later somebody will stand up and say, look, this ain't right. I applaud the mayor. She said, this is our law, this is what we voted for, you know, and this is what we want. We're going to have marijuana, and you know, and so on and so on. So what y'all do, y'all lock them up? I mean, fine. I mean, that's what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? Find a jail to lock them up. That feds ain't got no jail in here. That's D.C. jail over there. And so it's D.C. They're leasing that. So all that belongs to D.C. Let them put their own, find a jail to put them in. You gonna lock up DC citizen for breaking your laws and not breaking a DC law? Put them in your jail. Don't put them in DC jail. That jail over there belongs to DC. So if the feds lock up some of the DC citizens or residents for smoking marijuana or possession of marijuana for whatever amount that they say that you can't have, and it's in cohesion with what the law says that you can't have in D.C., then D.C. will refuse to take the prisoners over. They can't make them put them in jail. They ain't going with the D.C. with the federal law, so they shouldn't let the federal people lock them up. Not in their jail. Let the feds get their own jail. They get everything else that they want. Let them get their own jail. You know, you have to call sometimes and give these people some encouragement for stuff that they do. And if you have a comment, you know what I'm saying, on anything that you hear me say on this, I'll say it twice. 646-668-8573. Call and say that, yeah, I hear you. You know, you don't have to call me, call your mayor. You know, tell her that you endorse what she do. You know, because this is how this thing goes. You know, so I had some technical difficulties tonight. I couldn't get in my whole program agenda, and I look up at 7 o'clock. Now I I'm not going to bore you down with a lot of riffraff on tonight because I was myself was frustrated. But if you have a situation that you want to talk about or that you need to talk about, call me if you will. You know, and you know, anytime, 202-779-8113 or 301-318-7741. I'm Jay. Call me if you have something to talk about. Or you can call me right here at 646-668-8573. If you want to come on the air and talk and air about the grievance that you would or anything, you want to advertise something, call or come. And it's any Monday we broadcast live. If it ain't acting like it was last Monday with the snow and the cold. High school, I don't like cold weather, you know. So, and they start talking about snowing and all that kind of stuff, freezing and stuff like that. Jake Johnson's going to be in the house. So what about Jake Johnson being out in the snow? I'm not going to be there, so you'll have to catch me then. They're going to broadcast you my last show, but they said it won't be live if they snow like it did last month. But, I appreciate you, and I love you, and I'm going to, bring you up to date and keep you abreast of what we're doing. So we're going to do a lot more about this marijuana situation and this police killing stuff, and more importantly, about our South. We got to stand up for one another. We got to start standing up and stepping out. That's why I keep telling you about helping one another. That's why I keep telling you, if you stop going to other places and buying other people's product without buying your own. If you stop, remember one time about 15, 16 years ago, Jesse Jackson had everybody stop buying cigarettes or something. Don't ride the bus or something for a day. Man, then people hurry up and kept him quiet. Look, don't you do that no more. You'd be surprised at what we can do if we do it as a culture and as a people. So again, I'm going to ask you to, if you would, you need your car insurance, go up there and see Andre Riley at the Hall State, 301-779-1120, and she's at 6103 Baltimore Avenue. That's the Allstate Insurance and Ms. Andre Riley up at on Baltimore Avenue. 301-779-1120. And if you need your children's face done, or you need some painting done, or clothing designed and colorful creations, T-shirts, tennis shoes, Uggs, and all that, give BD a call if you would, 202-902-3749. And then, of course, you have Go Green, your project, and I'm telling you, before this month is out, you're going to wish that you had called Lil Dow and say, man, I need my lawn done, or it's time for us to get it done. Because that's all this snow and all this ice and all that type of stuff. You're going to look at it and say, I need something done to my lawn. And then again, there's Smokes a Car Wash. And he's at 1021 Bladenberg Road, Northeast, Washington, D.C. He'll come and get your car and clean it, and just give him a call. Then, my buddy, India, she does, and there's no disrespect, she's at 202-658-1553. She does a wonderful job with flower creation. I'm telling you some good stuff. There's still visible signs of the creation that she did way down there for the invocation that we had for our pastor and apostle here several months ago. And the creation still standing tall. They still look good. And she does a wonderful job in setting up creations for your office anniversaries and that type of stuff. So give any Gibson a call. It's called India's Flower Creation, and she's at 202-658-1553. I beg you to do that. And then, we need some donations here, too. You know what I'm saying? Because it takes money to keep this thing going. I don't know how we stay on the air, because you all haven't given me a dime. You know what I'm saying? And there's so many people tell me they appreciate my broadcast. I just appreciate you listening, and I thank you for it, and like I said, call in sometime and just say, Jake, I heard you, I appreciate you, and phone call sometime would help. Next week when I broadcast, I'm going to tell you about a situation that's going to help a lot of black families in the District of Columbia, because all of us have somebody incarcerated house outside of District of Columbia, and we're trying to get a situation going where we can set it up so at least twice a week you can visit those people Skype without going through a whole lot of change and having a whole lot of money. So we're going to do that. And, we just need to begin to invent some stuff to help one another. You know, I never mentioned Horace and Dick, because they one up on 6912 4th Street Northwest. And then there's one right there, 12 and 8. Go to Horace and Dick's if you feel like you need a piece of fish or a good meal or something. They got a good wholesome meal for you. Feel good. And then, again, there's my man Nate Mines up there, 4th and 8th Street Northwest. Wellness, dynamic dude, man. I'm just telling you some good stuff. Go in that wellness shop. Not only can you get some good herbs and good medicines and good treatments. Not medicine, I'm talking about natural herbs and pills and that type of stuff. I'm going to get some of them dogs myself. I'm telling you, he got what it takes. I'm telling you some good stuff. And they got some good food up there. So going up there, see Nate Mines up there, 4th and 8th Street. And up there. Then there's Darlene Harrison and her husband up there. And they have some contributions with the same type of stuff. So, you won't miss. And I'm telling you, just come up there and give these people this. So I'm going to, say hello to Andre and Jeremiah and little Adrian. I'm have to go because that took me an hour to get the broadcast on because I got butterfingers. You know what I'm saying? But I'll be here live next week, and I tell you to bring you up the bread. Mr. Darryl, how are you doing, man?
I'm fine, Jacob.
Mr. Colbert is one of our consultants that we have for drug abuse, substance abuse. I'm out of time, and I'm neglected to do this, but I'm a butterfingers, and I just couldn't get everything together. Should have it real fine for you on live broadcast on Monday, and I thank you. God bless you, and if you have a situation that's not becoming of you, you should be coming to me. A nation in prison. May God have mercy.